You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money Markets podcast for this Tuesday, the 9th of December, 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market fell, the S&P ASX 200 down by about 0.5%. We'll have the details with Stuart Roberts from Stocks Down Under in a few moments. But first to the Reserve Bank, where it's looking increasingly likely the next move in interest rates will be up, not down. The RBA's decision to hold rates today was widely expected and indeed was a unanimous one by the board in its final meeting of the year. And at 3.6%, it's been at the same level since August after three previous rate cuts during 2025. Those cuts, the RBA says, are still flowing through to the economy at a time when there has been a stronger than expected pickup in momentum. The jobs market remains tight, the economy is expanding, and inflation is above its 2 to 3% target band. So what did the Reserve Bank Board talk about at its meeting today? Here's a bit of the Reserve Bank Governor's Michelle Bullock's speech at a media conference earlier today.
Given what's happening with underlying momentum in the economy, that it does look like additional cuts are not needed. The private economy is recovering. It's taking over from public demand. So that's happening as expected. We also know that we're coming from a position where if the economy's not in balance, it might even be a little bit tight. So they're the circumstances in which I think we're, and I have always said that we didn't go as high as other countries, so we possibly had not as far to come back as other countries. So I think we do need to, you're right to highlight the inflation figures. In February, obviously, we'll be coming back to this with new data. We'll be coming back with new forecasts, looking at how long it will take to come back to 2.5%, because that's our target, and we're still a fair way away from it.
That's Michelle Bullock, the Reserve Bank Governor, and for his take, I spoke with Paul Bloxham, the Chief Economist at HSBC. Paul, let's get straight into it. The RBA Governor says that the board didn't consider the case for a rate cut in its meeting today, but did consider circumstances if rates had to rise. What do you consider those circumstances to be, and are there real fears there that the next move in rates will be up and not down?
I think we're already in a position where a lot of those circumstances are in place. We're in a growth upswing at the moment. Inflation is already above the Reserve Bank's target. Capacity utilization is already above its average. And wages growth is too quick relative to what's happened with productivity. So you can look at a lot of things that are going on in the economy right now and say, actually, we're already in a place which suggests that some of those things are coming into place for the RBA to be lifting rates. I think the RBA is going to lift interest rates in 2026. They didn't today, but I think we should expect that the next move for the RBA is up and it's probably going to come in 2026.
What kind of data exactly are they waiting for?
They're waiting for just a little bit more evidence on inflation and whether the pickup in inflation or some part of that pickup in inflation is going to prove to be temporary. And some part of it may prove to be temporary, and that might keep the RBA from moving in the early part of next year. And that's what we've got in mind, actually, that they're probably going to be lifting rates sometime into next year. Probably we've got it penciled in for the third quarter. But if they don't get that step down in inflation, if it doesn't prove to be the case that that inflates, that there is some parts of it that are temporary, then you could see a case where they might have to move even sooner than that. I think today's statement was, press conference was fairly clear. The next move for the RBA is likely to be up rather than down.
Final question. What does this mean for markets, I guess, in general? Because it's coming at a time where we're seeing interest rates in Australia likely to rise when the US are likely to continue to fall.
Well, it's putting upward pressure on the Aussie dollar because, of course, interest rates look as though they're more likely to go up here at the same time that interest rates in the US are still, we think, going to fall later this week and more likely to go down than up. So that's one of the results of that. It tends to put upward pressure on the Australian currency.
That's Paul Bloxham there, the Chief Economist at HSBC. The Australian share market reacting by falling, the S&P ASX 200 down by 0.5% to 8,585. All 11 sectors on the index declining, information technology, energy and telecommunication services the worst. The worst performer on the 200, Bapcor down by 21%, followed by NRW Holdings off by 7% and Lynas Rare Earths losing 5% today. Austal, though, did add 3.7%, Mesoblast up by 3.3% and Deep Yellow up by 3.2%. For his take on the day's market action, I spoke with Stuart Roberts from Stocks Down Under. Stuart, so the Reserve Bank lift rates on hold, no real surprise, but how did the equity and currency markets react?
Oh, negatively. I mean, we're pretty depressed here in market land because it means the interest rate cuts we wanted this year, we're not going to get them till next year. And the sense is that it's April now, but maybe move forward in a couple of months, it might change till June. So I think this is the potentially the nail in the coffin of the bull market in smaller caps we were going to have. Throw in stuff like what's going on with Bapcor right now or corporate travel management, and it's actually not the most pleasant time to be in the market.
So you're implying that interest rates may still fall. I mean, wasn't there a chance that, I mean, we saw some politicians say that they're concerned that the next move in rates are likely to be up rather than down. What do you think? But what's the market saying?
So the market's saying it'll stay steady and potentially go down. Now, the giveaway that we can get there is the Treasurer's willingness to cut those energy rebates that was big news yesterday. So my sense of it is the government will get tough on the budget, and we won't quite get to an austerity budget, but we'll be pretty close to it by next May. And that'll be the government's effort to try and contribute to that rate cut that they will hope will happen shortly thereafter.
Is it fair to say, though, that the real market moving event this week will be that of the US Federal Reserve, its decision to come through on interest rates on Thursday? What's the market expecting and why?
There'll be a rate cut, whether it's 25 or 50 basis points is anyone's guess. But we all know it's down because the Fed have done a superb job of bringing the American economy through the difficult times of the last 12 months. And that's actually a saving grace for our market too. If America's doing well, the rest of the market will do well. And that means we will be lifted up in a better position than we should have been given our poor handling of the cost of living crisis.
And what are you telling your clients right now? Where do you see the opportunities for investors?
One needs to be selective. There are companies that are growing quite strongly, and there are companies that are disappointing. And then there are some very interesting plays. I draw your attention to Star, for example. Everyone hates Star, but there's a reason why the Matheson family and Bally's have been involved in the recapitalization, because there's potentially the chance to create a lot of value in that asset. So I'm more micro than macro at the moment.
That's Stuart Roberts there from Stocks Down Under, and he wraps up the podcast for this Tuesday. Don't forget, if you enjoy it, give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Click that subscribe button, and I'll see you tomorrow.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.